hot streets. It's not yet summer, though this weekend marks the unofficial start of the season. We're using hot here in a different sense, and that's because the streets of Scranton will be cooking with the sounds of Chicago and so many other Summer in the City hits performed by Paul LaBelle and The Exact Change. They tell us The Exact Change has been a musical institution here in northeastern Pennsylvania for more than two decades. The group is led by Paul LaBelle, and it's a nine-piece ensemble which blends strong male and female vocals, sizzling rhythms, and a powerhouse horn section. The band was chosen to play both inaugural celebrations of Governor Robert P. Casey in Harrisburg for more than 10,000 people. The Exact Change recently opened for and backed Neil Sedaka and Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons with great success. And they'll be setting the stage for and bringing life to Swingin' on Vine. And that's this Friday, and it's hosted by the Scranton Public Library on the 500 block of Vine Street. Jessica Sorrenti of the Albright Memorial Library is co-chair, and she stopped in at the WVIA studios to fill us in.
Swingin' on Vine is the Scranton Public Library's annual block party and fundraiser. So what better way to kick off the Memorial Day weekend? It's the eighth year we've been doing this, so we're really excited to continue. We have live music by Paul LaBelle and The Exact Change this year, and we are very excited to welcome Tara Michelle to the stage. She is a vocalist and a Scranton native, and just by learning a little bit more about her, she's toured with John Legend and Lauryn Hill. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is wonderful that we get to bring her in. We get food from all of our Scranton area restaurants. Some of the big hitters this year, we have Mayuri Indian Cuisine, Cooper Seafood House, Rita's Ice, and all the pizza you can imagine. We make sure on a Friday night we gotta have the pizza. So yeah, we get our pizza from all over, the pizzerias from everywhere in the area. And we also have Electric City Trolley Museum tickets, Rail Riders tickets, you name it, we have it. So we're really excited to see the variety of raffles coming in, the variety of food coming in, just in support of the library for Swingin' on Vine. When it's amazing how it all comes down and everyone comes together for this program.
In terms of calling it a block party, that means we're outside?
Yes. Yeah, so we do have tents to make sure we're hoping for a very sunny day, crossing our fingers, but we do have tents that are set up outside to keep, you know, the food shaded and everything. So all the food is under the tents, the beverages are under the tents. We get the showmobile for the band.
You have a continuing commitment, live music. Now there's a little dancing action, but with a live band. And yet you're also doing the Lincoln Center series. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I mean, what I love about Swingin' on Vine, this is my second year being involved with it. My first year being a co-chair. But what I love is seeing the live music come in, because I mean, that in and of itself, seeing something live is never like really seeing it on a recording. So to give guests the opportunity to see a band perform live, and Paul LaBelle and The Exact Change, they've been here for forever. It's great. I was on their Facebook page and they said, well, what do you want us to play? Anything. We'll play anything. And it's really, really true. You know, last year they're playing Chicago, and which I knew from my father, and then they're playing Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk. And see, it's for everyone. You know, and a lot of times people think, oh, well, maybe it's only for the older crowd. Nah, it's for everyone. Everyone can enjoy. But it's really interesting to bring that live music element. And then, you know, when we do finish up with Swingin' on Vine, we go, well, we could still do music, but we could do it with the screenings. We will be continuing the screenings, actually, in September and October. We're taking a small break. We're doing a survey with our patrons to see what they'd like to see next.
That's bringing in performances from Lincoln Center by way of a video stream.
Yes. Yeah, and it's actually an app that we have that they give us. And we stream it on our TVs and our computers in our community room that we have. And so far, it's been amazing, the reception that we've had. There have been artists that we've screened that no one knows who they are. And they come anyway, and they go, oh my gosh, I didn't know I know this person. This is amazing. And that's what we love to see. It's just that love of learning something new, no matter what it is. The literacies are great, and I feel music literacy is just as important. So, you know, between the Lincoln Center screenings and then the live performances that we do, that's music literacy for our crowd.
And Jason Isbell was one of the ones.
Yes, and it was great. It was a mix of patrons, it was a mix of coworkers, and they all knew that they're going, if you don't know Jason Isbell, you will by the end, and if you do, you already know you love him. So, I mean, that was a great screening to do because there was such a mix of new and people who knew him.
So we can join you, and I think it's wonderful to have this event on Memorial Day.
Yeah, I mean, we always hold it the Friday before, and it, in a way, it's kind of become a staple in the community. And that's what we want to hold on to and continue. I mean, what I love about this, you can have your food, you have your drinks, and live music. I mean, you can't go wrong. And we do sell tickets in advance. They can be purchased online at www.albright.org or in person at the Albright Memorial Library, Nancy K. Holmes Library in Greenridge, and Library Express in the Marketplace at Steamtown. If you're waiting to see what the weather is like, we know how it is. We're crossing our fingers for sunshine. We will be selling tickets at the door as well. Rain or shine, if it's rain, we'll move everything indoors. But it's still going. The show's still going on. So please come.
Jessica Sorrenti of the Albright Memorial Library, co-chair of Swingin' on Vine 2017, the block party on Friday, May 26th, this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. on the 500 block of Vine Street in Scranton. And if you need more information on the web, albright.org. A-L-B-R-I-G-H-T, Albright.org. Swingin' on Vine featuring Paul LaBelle and Exact Change and guest vocalist Tara Michelle. And that's 5 to 8 p.m. this Friday, May 26th. The block party hosted by the Scranton Public Library, the 8th annual Swingin' on Vine. For more information, Albright.org. Todo el mundo cante, todo el mundo cante.